everybody, and it is episode 5 of The Struggle with Tanisha and Ryan. This week's topic is going to be living situations as a student. So we have a special guest, Brittany Hobson. Say hello.
Hello.
All right.
And B-Hobbs.
B-Hobbs in the house. This week's episode is brought to you by Cree Comedy Night at Rumors Nightclub, which is taking place on November 6th. Am I right?
Yep.
November 6th at Rumors Comedy Club. $10 a ticket, and everyone who took comedy writing in our course is going to go there and try stand-up. And some of them will fail, some of them will triumph, but it will be hilarious, and drinks will ensue. So buy a ticket.
It's actually November 8th, November 8th. Was a good joke.
Ooh, shout out to November 8th when it actually is.
At 7:45 p.m.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, buy a ticket. It's only $10, and I'll be there, and it'll be hilarious.
Yep, you can get them from Kenton Larson. Did you go last year?
I didn't go last year.
Me neither. Did you go last year?
I did go last year.
How was it?
It was hilarious.
Worth it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. B-Hob said so. So
it will be better this time because I'll know the people.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't really know any of the second years that were doing it.
Yeah, true.
Okay. I don't know if that makes it... It shouldn't make a difference, though.
Well, it's a bunch of amateurs doing comedy. So
that's
it'll
true.
Be hilarious and awkward. So come and watch.
Yep. Okay, so today we are talking about living situations. We had to bring in a guest speaker because I live at home and so does Ryan. So we have no insight on what it's like to live at home. Although I am looking for houses that I cannot afford. So I don't know if that counts for anything.
It's depressing.
Yeah, I have a realtor who sends me emails every day with houses. It's actually quite nice. And then I show Sanjay. And then we go look at them at open house like we're about to buy it.
Just pretending.
You're a lot more adult than I am because I'm living in a bachelor pad with a cat. So it's not that great.
But at least like you're not living. Like I have my bedroom with a twin bed in it. And me and Sanjay camp out in there almost every night next to my parents' room. So I think you win on that one because...
Well, you also show up at open houses and go, oh, this is not big enough for us. And then leave and pretend you have money. So,
and we usually go after church. So Sanjay's wearing like dress pants and a nice top. And I'm wearing like we look like we're a nice middle class.
Well, aren't you?
Family. Well, I'm part of a middle class family. But if it's just me by myself, I'm a broke ass student. So it's kind of different.
I suppose.
When you're not with your parents.
Okay. And Brittany, explain your living situation. What's going on?
Well, I live on my own. I have since I was 18. And yeah, I used to live with roommates, but one of them got pregnant and moved back home. So
That's a different struggle.
So I live on my own in a bachelor pad. Swinging
bachelorette pad.
Yeah, bachelorette pad. I've been there for 5 years. And yeah.
It's a cute little place.
I've
been there.
I've been outside of it.
Yeah.
Why have you been outside of it?
I've picked her up, dropped her off, and sometimes I stand outside her window with the boombox and throw rocks at it. But no replies. Never answers.
Creep through the blinds sometimes and watch the neighborhood kids drink by my garbage can. So
okay, so like, how did you choose that place? Like, how was it like?
Well, I could only afford it at the time. I can still only afford it. And I just went and looked at a bunch of places. And it ended up being the nicest, the biggest, and the cheapest.
Nice.
And I applied for it and got it right away.
Nice. And then it was only ever you living in there.
Well, when I moved in, I was dating a guy. And he... I guess you could say live there, but he didn't officially live there, but he spent a lot of time there.
Did he pay rent?
No.
What?
Yeah, no.
My brother.
He bought a lot of food, so I guess.
Does that count?
Yeah, it kind of counts. It kind
of
counts.
That's a lot of money if he's buying food for both of you. For like.
Is it though?
Well, it depends how much you eat, I guess. I don't know.
Well, to me, think about how much you actually eat at home. When I think about, like, I have breakfast and maybe a nighttime.
Well, I was in university, so it wasn't as, like, crazy as it is now. So true. I was only, like, in 2 classes a day, so I did spend a lot of time at home. And he was only, staying the night 2 days out of the week. So, I don't know. I think that more than made up for it.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say he was only... spending the night.
Yeah, you know.
Better company than a cat, I guess.
Okay, so I have an article here. We have two different articles, but this one is the 12 struggles of living on your own. I mean, Ryan and I can't really talk about this, but I think we should go through them. And if we have anything to say or talk about, and you can just kind of tell us if it's true.
Okay. All right. I never heard this yet, so this will be new for me.
I know. I haven't. I only read the title, so this will be, this will be a treat.
It's not even what it says it is.
So it's by this woman named Kelsey Krieger. And I will share it out on my Twitter at Tanisha Marley so you guys can check it out. But so pretty much it says there are so many perks of living on your own when you move away from when you move away to college. New opportunities, new adventures, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes it's not all that it's cracked up to be. So the first one, it says cooking for yourself is very hard. So I guess it just says like grocery shopping for yourself and actually making the time to cook a meal. But it just says here, it gets harder to resist the McDonald's that will take 5 minutes in the drive-thru and a $1.39 menu meal or value meal item.
True.
It's very true. I'm finding it more so now. Like, I used to be able to handle it quite well, but I can't remember the last time I've gone grocery shopping.
But every day you pack a lunch to school.
I do, but I just end up buying food here anyways because my lunches are so crappy. Yeah, it's really, like, it's hard to motivate yourself to cook for only one person. I mean, there is, like, it's nice you'll have leftovers, but I'm just really lazy and don't want to do it.
I can speak to that, actually.
Okay, Ryan, let's hear what you got.
Well, I heard lazy, so I jumped right in. Well, when I was in Europe for a month, like, we started our trip, and we never made our own food. Like, every hostel we stayed at had a kitchen and an oven and whatever, like, everything you need.
And I don't know if it was, like, I don't know where you guys stayed, but I know when I went to Europe, there was, like, markets, fresh markets all over the place.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's so easy to just...
And it's cheap as fuck to buy groceries in Europe. Like, you can go into a grocery store, you could get, like, 4 loaves of bread, like, sandwich meat, like, everything you need to, like, last if you had to, like, pasta. But when we first got there, we just went out for dinner every night. And lunch, and by the time we were like halfway through our trip, we're like, shit, we have like no money left. So we eventually started making our own food, and it literally, like, for 2 weeks it cost us like $20 each to eat if you bought your own food in Europe.
Yeah,
like, it's ridiculous how much cheaper it is,
which is so opposite from here. Like, if I picked up McDonald's on my way home every night, $1.39 junior chicken and maybe a small fry, like, that would be enough to tie me over till breakfast. But then if I grocery shop and I pay for what I have at home,
yeah, it's different. That for would be sure.
So, yeah.
It's like the opposite in Europe.
That's crazy. So I guess it ties into number two. It says grocery shopping is difficult and expensive. So I think we can all agree on that. Is there like anything that you particularly buy that's cheaper?
I buy a lot of pasta. I also can't cook, so that's a disadvantage. So I eat a lot of shake and bake chicken, pasta, because it just involves boiling water and throwing some pasta sauce on there.
Cereal.
Yeah, I don't know. Cereal.
Toast.
Yeah. Cereal's like a bedtime snack for me. I don't really even eat it at breakfast. I eat it as a bedtime snack. I don't know. I spend a lot of money when I go grocery shopping because I don't kind of do like trips in between.
Yeah.
So I'll like eat everything in my house until I have nothing and then have to restock, when it'd probably make more sense for me just to like go once a week and just pick up groceries for the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we'll move on to number three because I know you have a story to tell us. So it says cleaning for yourself is also hard. Yes, cleaning your room is something you've always done, and you've probably done chores here and there on top of it. But actually keeping up on an entire house and apartment clean as your parents did, blah, 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 da, da, da. It's hard. And actually have to clean up that spilled spaghetti courtesy of your drunkest friend last night. So I know that you don't have a drunk friend spilling spaghetti, but you do have a roommate.
Yeah, I have my cat. Although I have had drunk friends come over and leave a mess in the apartment, and I haven't had a chance to clean it up. So I had like beer cans in my bathroom garbage bin.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how they got there or why they got there, but that happened. Yeah, I have a cat and she likes to throw up a lot. So it's usually a surprise finding it, and it's usually crusted over, but it makes it easier to clean up. So that's nice. It's so freaking hard. That's like the thing I hate the most, is that like if you have time, you don't want to spend it cleaning. Mm-hmm. And we don't have time. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So my house is usually a disaster zone of just, like, shit everywhere because, you know, like, you take out all the stuff from your bag at the end of the day and you just, like, throw it in the corner of your room, anywhere. So, and for me, I find, like, I can't work in a messy environment. I get super stressed out and I'm just, like, I can't even, like, work here. So it's the struggle.
It is the struggle.
So do you find it, like, okay, if I know people are coming over, like Sanjay is not included in this, but like I know if somebody's coming over or when I used to share a room with my brother, like it was always clean. But I think if I had my own house and my own space, I probably wouldn't clean it unless I knew somebody was going to see it.
Oh, that's the only time I clean it is when someone's coming over.
I feel like I've haven't lived alone for like years at a time, but I've like stayed at my sister's for like 2 weeks or like I've lived alone for a little bit. And I feel like it's easier to take pride in how clean you can be when you're alone. Like I'll let my room get like disgusting until my mom just like threatens to kick me out and I'll be like, okay, I'll clean my room.
Yeah.
But if I'm like staying, I guess I'm staying at someone else's place too. That probably makes you want to clean.
Yeah.
More.
You're more conscious of it.
Yeah.
But I think you're right though. Cause like when my parents go on vacation, the house is spotless.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think what makes it different too is like when I go home and there's dishes in the sink, it's dishes from five people.
Yeah.
But like if I'm by myself, like my parents go on vacation for weeks at a time. So if I'm by myself and there's a plate in the sink, I know it's my plate. So then I clean it up. But if like there's already plates in the sink, I'm just going to add mine to it. Like I'm not going to, you know,
yeah.
It sounds crazy, but like.
But also when you only have dishes for one, you, at least for me, I will let them pile up until it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, I have to do dishes because there's no counter
the
space.
The plates are to the roof, so
which has like bit me in the ass because I have like a fruit fly infestation in my kitchen right now. So if you have any tips on how to get rid of fruit flies,
I do.
What is
do
it?
You?
Okay, you get because we had them too, but my family, but you put like a bowl with lemon and water or like Coke or anything like sugary, and then you put Saran wrap over top of it, and you poke a bunch of holes in it. Little holes and they just crawl right in and they die.
Mm. 100%
it works. Like it works.
Please
100%.
Do that and take a picture and
I should
let me know how it goes.
Because I found them in a cup one day that had like a little bit of iced tea left in it.
Yeah.
And
they
it
love,
was like
they love
gross.
That shit.
Oh my yeah. God. It was really gross. And I kind of was like
and fruit flies, yeah, they're hard to get rid of. Like even if you get rid of like the rotten fruit that's at the bottom of the fruit bowl, like they're still there.
I don't even know where they came from. Like, I don't have fruit in my house.
I don't eat fruit.
Although I did find an apple in my fridge today that I ate, and I don't know how long it's been sitting in there for.
Oh, my God.
But
how'd it taste?
It didn't taste that bad, and it only had one bruise on it, so.
It was probably okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this one, I don't know, it's kind of corny, but it says, you will no longer have someone to kill bugs for you. I'm petrified of spiders.
Well, this is a girl's point of view, then.
Yeah.
You're not
unless
scared
you're
of bugs.
Scared bugs. Yeah.
Well, I'm scared of like big scary bugs, but I wouldn't be scared of like a spider unless it was big and scary.
I did one time though have my guy friend was over and we were in the kitchen and he had gone to the bathroom and I was like rummaging around in the kitchen and all of a sudden like I dropped something and a mouse shot out from underneath my fridge.
Where
and
do you
I
live?
Like
in the place that you live in now?
Yes.
Ooh.
Mice get everywhere. They so I screamed and he like came running in and he's like, "What? Did you see a mouse?" Like not actually serious. I was like, "Yes, I saw a freaking mouse."
Oh
and then
God.
It like
he put it there.
No, because he was too scared to do anything about it. It ran into my living room and I had a bunch of bags because I had just gone shopping. And I was like, I think it's underneath the bags. I'm like, go do something. And he's like, I can't. I was like, what do you mean you can't?
Dumped, cut, get
like,
out.
I was like, what the frick? Like, just shake them around a little bit. Lo and behold, like, I never found the mouse. Don't know where it ended up. But
was that the day you got a cat?
No.
<'Cause>
that was the day I was like, be a man or something. Like, deal with this mouse. And I started crying.
So I guess for students out there, if you are scared about not having anybody to kill bugs for you, just get a boyfriend or
you
a man
loser.
Friend.
Get a boyfriend.
This one, okay, I should have probably read this article before I
Are they getting racy or what?
No, it just says sometimes squirrels get into your house.
Actually, I do have a hilarious story about that.
Just the best guest. Really? The best guest ever.
Yes.
Just has stories for everything.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, they do when you live in like really shitty old houses. So the first house that I lived in with roommates, it was on the corner of Sherbrooke and Ellis. So it was a really sketchy area, and it was a really old house, and it had poor insulation. And there was a hole in the roof that led to this closet that freakily, when we moved in, had like children drawings in it. Like, don't know
so scary.
What happened in
Why
there.
Why are there kids in the
I'd
closet?
Be, yeah. I'd be out of there.
I don't know.
I would not.
It was really weird. But anyways, the door didn't actually like shut because there was no actual door handle. It was just like, looked like
Why the hell are you living in there?
Because it was really cheap and I was like 18. So whatever. And a couple times my roommate would come home from work and her bedroom was upstairs and mine was on the main level. And she walked up the stairs one time and the mouse was sitting at the top, or the squirrel was sitting at the top of the stairs. And she just stopped dead in her tracks and was like, what do I do?
Oh my God.
And then it ran back into the closet. So we're like, okay, well, it must be coming from there.
Oh my gosh.
And then
gosh.
I came home one time and it was sitting at the bottom of the stairs.
Ugh.
And me and my boyfriend at the time were
okay,
just
so
like,
wait. Backtrack. So that day that you guys found the squirrel and it went back into the closet room, you didn't do anything about it. You just
what? I don't know why we didn't do anything about it. We're just like, oh, whatever, okay.
Just
like,
a squirrel and no big deal.
It's never going to happen again.
Oh, my gosh.
So it did. And we're both kind of like, what the fuck do we do? So we, like, stopped dead in our tracks and we're, like, having a stare up with the squirrel.
Oh.
And then my boyfriend chased up the stairs back into the closet. So then we're like, okay.
Do you have a landlord you can call?
We did, but I don't know, like, if there was anything he could have done about it. Like, he knew, and we could always hear them running around in the ceiling.
The family of squirrels upstairs.
There was. So we just, like,
oh my gosh.
We slid a board in front of it because we didn't know how else to board it up.
Yeah.
So ghetto. And then my cat, like, got very upset because I'm pretty sure she's, like, BFFs with the squirrel.
Really?
So she'd sit at the door and meow, and you could hear the squirrels on the other side.
Oh my gosh.
So, That actually happens.
Okay, well, I guess that is something for me to experience in the future. But I'm hoping that all the houses that Sanjay and I go see do not have holes in the ceiling and do not have squirrels.
I'm sure that they will be a lot better than the one that I lived in. The basement also flooded, and I have another story for that, but we'll move on.
Okay, so the next one says bills are confusing and annoying. I mean, I have the bare minimum of bills right now. But I'm sure you have a lot more that suck.
No. I would say they're pretty straightforward. Like, I know when we first moved into the house, we had to pay for all the utilities on our own.
Yeah.
So that was kind of confusing, having to figure out, like, water and hydro and stuff. But I don't know.
It's are there, like, simple. Any hidden fees that you didn't know about?
Well, when you live in a house, you can get put on a fixed water, or no, heat. Is heat hydro? I don't even know.
Ryan?
Does anyone know?
Is heat hydro?
Yeah.
If it's electronic, yeah. Like, is it electric heater, or is it?
I don't know. Okay, well, one of them. Like, heat, we had to pay for on our own, and you can get, like, a fixed monthly rate. So
okay.
that you're paying the same in the summer and the winter. And because we had poor insulation, we were using a lot of it in the wintertime. So we did that. But then they didn't tell us that they would back pay you for it in the spring. So one time we got a bill that was like $600.
Oh, my gosh.
When our bill was normally like $200.
Yeah.
And we're like,
bruh.
What the hell?
Bruh.
So there's that. So you do get back paid for it later on. But that's about it.
Interesting. Like, okay, so here's my thing is obviously talk about Sanjay and I a lot, but
boring.
So shut up. At least we're going somewhere.
Whoa. What does that
Shots
mean?
In terms of houses.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, so Sanjay and I look at places, blah blah blah, but like we want to buy a place, like we don't want to rent. But so many people that I know just rent and they're like, it is what it is, like just. But I just think if you're going to pay like $800-$900 rent, why wouldn't you pay an $800 or $900 mortgage?
That's a huge commitment.
It is. I don't know.
It's more of a commitment thing than money, I think, for most people, because especially young people, because I don't know in your guys' case, but I don't really know what my income is going to be after I graduate.
True.
And like my sister is going to be a lawyer, but she still rents. So like she knows that she's going to be making a shit ton of money, but she's still renting. I think it's just like she lives by herself too in Osborne. So
yeah.
It gives you that flexibility too. So yeah, you're not like tied down to anything. And the nice thing about renting was like my landlord would like shovel our walkway.
Oh, that's in nice. Our house.
So we didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
And
again, you could just get a boyfriend. Just kidding.
I did have a boyfriend at that time.
I feel bad for Sandy.
He was a lazy fuck. He didn't do anything. Yeah, so we just call him up and be like, hey, it's really snowy. Can you come shovel?
Oh, that's nice.
He would. I mean, he didn't have to.
Yeah.
He probably could just.
Probably felt guilty after the squirrel incident. So like,
you got a petting zoo in your. Come feed the squirrels. They're getting antsy.
Okay, so the next one says your roommates can only go so far when it comes to taking care of you when you're sick. So it kind of just compares it to like your
get
mom
a boyfriend.
And yeah.
I don't know. My roommate, when I did live with her, she was like my life partner, essentially. Ooh. She bought me a heating pad one time and a chocolate Aww. Bar. And yeah, she was pretty good about it. But I don't know. I think girls are better about taking care of themselves when they're sick than guys are.
Yeah. Ryan?
Yeah.
Are you a baby when you're sick?
No.
I think
I'm
you're always sick. You're
I'm
a mama's
sick right
boy.
I used to be a huge mama's boy.
I still think you are. I see you and Gwen.
I love my mom. That doesn't make me a mama's boy.
Everybody loves their mom.
Yeah. So what are you then? Mama's girl?
No. I'm more of a daddy's girl.
Okay. My sister is not a daddy's girl. My sister is not really a mama's girl either.
Really?
She likes them both evenly. Very She's efficient.
But like no, the good lawyer
I,
she is.
Me and my mom get along. I love my mommy.
She's so cute too. Little Gwen. Shout out to Gwen.
Shout out to Gwen. She'll probably listen.
Really?
Yeah, she'll probably listen. Aww. My dad hates this podcast.
So he won't listen.
He's like, oh, I don't understand. It's just, he's like, I find it boring. And I'm like, that's because you're a 50-year-old man and we're talking about being college students. He's like, well, whatever then. I'm not your demographic. Like, yeah. That's exactly what my dad sounds like, by the way.
And what does your mom say?
She doesn't say anything, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
She'd tell me if it was bad.
That's cute. Okay.
I guess it's cute.
Okay, so the next one says there's a 99% chance you don't have as much space in your own place than you did at home.
Yeah, for sure. But I feel like when I was living at home, I didn't venture outside of my bedroom. Like, my bedroom was my sanctuary. So, like, there was not none of my stuff was outside except in my bedroom.
Okay, and one thing, the guy, so the brother or whoever lives in the house, always gets the basement bedroom. So you get the basement, living area, and your bedroom.
I have no bedrooms in my basement, which sucks because my basement's sweet.
But I had, like, even I've had a friend that was, like, didn't have any bedrooms in her basement, but she just got the basement.
Really? Like, she put her bed in the basement, or, like, that was just her space?
She put her bed in the basement, her dresser, and then there was, like, a living area and a bar, and her family just never used the basement.
Yeah.
She just got the entire basement. Oh, so it made for really awesome, like, parties and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Dang.
I found sunglasses, guys.
They're pretty sweet.
I found them on the ground.
So Ryan is wearing those sunglasses right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one. Your mom will no longer bug you about your homework the second you walk. What?
My mom never
no longer
bug
you about your homework the second you walk in the door from school. So that's true.
Would your mom be like, do you have stuff to do when you got home from school?
Me?
Yeah.
You know what?
Maybe in high school.
You know what she says now, though? She'd be like, so where were you? I'm like, what? Really? It's at school.
My parents don't ask me anything. I could be gone for 3 days, and they'd be like, hey, when I get home. Not like they don't care, but like, I'm an adult.
Yeah. No, that's the only thing. Is like, after the fact, like, if I have soccer practice or, like, doing whatever I do, they always be like, so where were you? And I'm like, I literally have the same routine.
Yeah.
Every 7 days.
I've been doing things.
I don't know. My mom never.
Not even when you lived at home?
No.
Whoa.
No, we communicated by notepad. So we'd leave each other notes.
Yeah.
And there'd be some times where I like wouldn't see my mom for days just because we would be doing different things. I don't know. She wasn't a very like hands-on mom, is like as bad as that sounds. Like, she just, I don't know, I kind of did my own thing.
That's probably good, though, in the long run. Made you a more independent person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably easy moving out, no?
Oh, yeah. It was, like, immediately after I graduated high school. Like, I was even looking for places while I was in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
But then, like, the reality hit that obviously I wouldn't be able to pay for anything working, like, 12 hours a week.
Yeah.
So I started looking immediately. And then, like, the December after I graduated, I moved out.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, next one. You have to be accountable for yourself.
I don't even know what that means.
You have just to be, like, responsible for yourself.
You have to take care of yourself, basically. Yeah. Like, everything you do kind of is relying on yourself.
Yeah, it says you're allowed to do and have all the freedoms you want, but you're forced to limit yourself. Blah, blah, blah,
makes sense.
Yeah, but I think it's just, like, as you, I don't know. Like you said, your parents don't really care where you are, what you're doing, so you're kind of accountable for yourself anyway.
Yeah.
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 It's a bad next one.
You don't have a roommate besides your cat, but it says roommates are not as forgiving as family members.
Debatable. Yes. No, I would, I got into a huge fight with a roommate that it got to the point where I kicked him out of the house.
Whoa, was it the boyfriend?
No. So in the house that we lived in, at one point there was four of us living in there.
Yeah.
So me and my boyfriend, and then my best friend, and another guy. And it seems all peachy king, or king, queen, what is it? Peachy king? I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's not peachy king.
100%. It is now. But, yeah, I don't know. It's nice to live with roommates, but it wears off quickly, mm-hmm. I found.
So would you rather... I mean, this might be an easy question, but, like, is it easier living with roommates or living with a spouse?
Ooh. Well, I never lived with a spouse.
Scandalous.
Well, by spouse, do you mean boyfriend or girlfriend?
Well, yeah, but, like, yeah. The only time I ever lived with a boyfriend was when we lived together in a house with a bunch of people. So it wasn't just the two of us.
Yeah.
So I think that changed things a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he was more willing to move in, or why he wanted to move in, because it wasn't just us.
Yeah.
Like, that's scary.
That's a big step.
So I don't know. That's hard to say. But it's a lot more fun when you're younger, too. Because we were all 18, and we weren't in university or anything. We were just working. So it was like you're just getting liquored every day, basically.
Yeah.
And there's no parental guidance, no one, like, watching over you. So... it made for
some stories.
So a lot of interesting stories.
That's all you want. That's what life is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have another article here that says 14 struggles you only understand if you live at home. But should we do why did I buy that in between?
Just because you want Brittany in on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So why did I buy that?
Ugh, why did I buy that?
Brittany, you know how to play the game?
Okay. I haven't bought any material purchase in a long time, except for food. So I guess I could say last weekend I bought 2 dozen buns. And I'm like, they were on sale. Every Sunday at Stella's, they have it's Sunday Bun Day. And then I was just like, I'm just going to buy a shit ton of buns, but they're all, like, sitting in my freezer now, and I don't know. I probably didn't need that many buns.
Oh, my gosh.
You go next.
Okay, so my why did I buy that? Again, I haven't really bought very many material items, but one thing that I am very upset with myself for is buying a Mickey of Sky Vodka. So on Friday, I decided to get drunk. It's been a while. So it needed to happen. But I went to the States when I went to Minneapolis for soccer, and I was in a car with five other people, and nobody wanted to claim liquor.
What? It's so cheap. How could you not?
Okay, well, here's the thing is we had so many soccer games, so we were all exhausted, and nobody wanted to get out of the car to go buy liquor, right? We're all, like, wearing our jammies and, like, bunched up. So I was like,
jammies?
Yeah.
Who says that?
Gym jams.
Me. Yeah, gym jams. My nighty. Anyway, okay, so we were in the car. We were in the car. And then, yeah, so we went to claim alcohol. So I claimed alcohol for three people. So I got some coolers. I got lots of coolers, actually. And I got two 2.6s, pineapple rum and cherry rum. And a small bottle of Fireball whiskey.
Ooh, I love Fireball.
So good.
Ooh.
So I ended up giving that Fireball whiskey away, kind of. What the I was trying to get drunk one night, and you know it's just not going to happen?
Yeah.
That's what was happening. Fireball whiskey, like, you have to want to drink that. You can't force yourself to drink Fireball whiskey.
I
want to
drink it right now. All the time.
Next week.
Why don't you give that to me? I'm upset.
I should. So I had a couple swigs from it, but I'm like, no, guys, it's not happening tonight. So everybody else drank it. But it was only $6.99, so I didn't even, like, care.
It's ridiculous how cheap it is. Yeah. I every time I go, I get – they don't have, like, 2.6s. It's not called 2.6s. They're, like, 1.5 liters or something like that. But I'll get, like, Captain Morgan's, which would normally be, like, close to $30 here. It's $11.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know $11. How ever – like, that's why there's so many alcoholics in the States.
Yeah, apparently Fargo is, like, the alcoholic – city in the States, Fargo, because it's so cheap there. But we picked it up in Minneapolis.
Nothing else to do in Fargo except get absolutely wasted.
So anyway, so I bought this Sky Vodka for $13 or whatever it is. But I was so ticked off because I had two 2.6s and 12 pack of coolers at home that I could have easily drank. And I brought four coolers, but then my cousin was like, that's not going to be enough. And I'm like, what? Four coolers is enough to give me like a pretty good buzz. And she's like, nope, we need to get more. So we got more, but I regret it because I had so much alcohol at home.
Okay.
So I don't know why I bought that. Well, I do know why, because I want to get drunk. But.
Side note, though, you should try the Apple Crown Royal.
Oh, I've tried that.
It's so good.
It's delicious.
My friend brought it over one time. We were pregame at my place, and I'm not like big shots unless they're tequila. Like that's really the only straight alcohol I can.
Hard.
Yeah,
it's like the hardest shot to take.
No, it's I love tequila. I think But anyways, he brought this over and he pregames by taking shots. Like he just does shots. Yeah. He doesn't drink mixed drinks. So he brought it over and I'm like, I can't drink that. And actually, it tasted so good.
And you said it's Crown Royal.
Yeah, Apple
Crown
Royal. I
hate Crown Royal.
I don't like Crown Royal either, but it just tastes
good.
Like apple.
Yeah.
It's although, cool. Like, by the fourth shot, it was, like, I couldn't do it
I
anymore.
Feel like there's a lot of apple-flavored shit going around these days.
It's a part of that pumpkin
Bud Light,
spice
Bud Light season. Apple? Like, during the summer, it was all apples, and now it's all pumpkins.
Oh, those little Bud Light coolers?
Bud Light Apple.
No. What are the ones that do, like, the
margarita
the, yeah,
ones.
The beer-ritas or whatever. Those
Sanjay
are pretty good.
Loves
and
those.
They have lime-ritas.
And like, raspberry-rita.
Raspberry-rita,
yeah.
They have a mangarita.
I had a raspberry one when I was in
so
the States.
So many ritas.
It was pretty good.
They are good. And, you know, they're the perfect size. Like, by the time, like, when you crack that open and you're, like, having a hot, like, drinking on a hot summer day, like, woo, at Lilac Resort.
Yeah.
Awesome. Like, by the time you're
so
done
specific.
It's still cold. But, like, if I have a regular beer, by the time I get, like, three quarters down, it's piss warm.
Kate was drinking raspberry-tas on Friday.
When you guys got wasted?
I was Well, speaking of that, it's my turn.
Okay, go, Ryan.
And, okay, I'm done school at, like, 3 o'clock on Fridays, and which means it's trouble because a lot of people go to King's Head.
That's King's Head Friday.
Yeah, and, like, I'm usually at King's Head for whatever, not that long, probably 2 hours, because I usually have to drive at some point, so I have a few drinks. But I made it my mission to get absolutely wasted on Friday. So I got to King's Head around 3, and I was buying beers and et cetera, et cetera. And I ended up spending – I stayed there till like, probably 8:30, so, like, 3 to 8:30. So I put in a shift.
Ugh.
And
you guys are always
– It was
– And you guys planned that on Sunday.
Neil posted it.
It was a good shift, though.
No, it was good. It was fun. I had a great time. I'm just saying, like, I spent $60.
Did you spend $60 that night?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Did you even have food?
I had me and Brittany split nachos.
I got nachos the next night, too.
Just the nacho beer diet.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went.
And, like, how much did you tip?
15%. So it was probably like $70.
Oh my god!
Which
that could have been a nice sweater.
That could have been a cute top.
Yeah.
A cute blouse, maybe like a Payless shoe, something like that. But
totally.
I spent it on beer and nachos, which I'm happy with.
And you only have a soft 7 to show for it.
Oh, wow.
Just kidding.
I think, though, with the way our weeks go.
I deserve it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I went to a party, like not a party, but like a get together after, where if I knew in advance that we'd be drinking, then I could have stopped at King's Head, gone and bought alcohol for cheaper and then drank it there. Instead, I got super drunk at King's Head, then went to a party where I didn't bring alcohol, so everyone decided to feed me shots, where I got even drunker.
Literally, according to your Snapchat, they literally fed you shots.
Yeah, I
saw that too.
Getting fed shots.
But it looked like there's only like two people there.
Is he just getting drunk with his girlfriend now?
There was just two people, and then eventually more people showed up.
Oh my goodness.
But I didn't want to go home because I was too drunk. You know what I mean?
You did say that. That was funny. It was a good night.
When did I say that?
You said that as we're leaving. You're like, I don't want to go home. I'm too drunk.
Oh, dear.
He's too drunk to remember.
Weird.
Okay, should we go through these points quick? Or should we save that for another day?
Well, we can't save it for another day. We're only 36 minutes in. We can keep going.
Okay.
We'll go to, what do you want, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got 10 minutes then.
Okay, we got 10 minutes. Brittany, I think, has to go do an assignment.
Yeah. I got a boogie.
She's a hardworking student.
All right. Well, thanks for having me. Thanks for coming.
We really appreciate it,
Brittany. It was super fun.
Very good input on everything. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Remember to get rid of those fruit flies and keep us posted.
Yes, I will. I Snapchat. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Kay. Awesome.
Bye, Brittany. All right. Then there was two.
Yeah. Brittany, bye. Okay, we're gonna start here. Okay. So 14 struggles that you only understand if you live at home.
Guilty. So
blah blah blah. First one, the romance factor.
Ooh.
Wave goodbye to any real chance of hanky panky if you're living at home.
Not true.
You wanna elaborate on that?
Not really. Like, I don't want to get into depth, but that's not true. Like, I could. There's been situations where I've done things that are.
Gwen is totally going to listen to this.
But they're not dumb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's. Like, obviously, there's some limitations to what you can do. You can't be loud or anything.
Yeah.
But if you want to, you can always find a way.
If there's a will, there's a way. Yep, I agree. Awesome. What privacy? So it just says your mail, your wardrobe, under your bed. You name it, there's a chance that your parents have had a quick ruffle through it.
I wouldn't know, but I feel like maybe when I was younger, yeah. But I don't think they'd go in my room now just because they wouldn't even want to know what's in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't ask, don't tell.
You know what? I agree with that. Like, when I was younger, my parents would definitely snoop, that's for sure. But I do lack privacy, though, I think.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so many people in our house.
Yeah, you live with people. Yeah. So that'll happen. But I think for me, it's easy to escape. Like, if I go in my room and close my door, no one's going to come in and, like, cause a ruckus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have the smallest bedroom, though, so it's, like, not a place that you really want to chill.
Okay. Like, I have a desk in my room and, like, a bed.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And a TV.
All you need. Okay, number three, having to check in. We already went through that. We don't really need to check in. I always get the occasional question, where were you? But it's usually soccer or school.
Where you at?
So it says no decorating. Again, not true for me.
No deck? Like, you can't put stuff up on your walls?
Yeah, it says, sure, you can decorate your bedroom. Blah, 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 blah.
I wouldn't want to decorate anything else. I'm going to decorate the house. Mom, let me decorate. I really want to decorate.
Well, okay, the living room at my place, I picked out the furniture and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you do.
Yeah.
So this list sucks. Next.
Paying rent. Do you pay rent? Because I sure don't.
I've been threatened to have to pay rent.
Oh, what did you do?
I say bring it, because I know they won't do it, but they're listening right now, so now they're going to do it. But usually, as a joke, if I do something, my parents will be like, "Oh, we're gonna start charging you rent." I'm like, "Then do it, whatever. How much?" And they're like, "Oh," and they just don't do it.
See, my only stipulation, So my parents say, it's like, if you're not in school, then you're paying rent.
Yeah, that's the same with
me. But it's like my brother didn't pay rent for years and he was just working.
Yeah. I know, like Kobe, my friend Kobe, he pays rent at his house, which I think, like, obviously I don't want my parents to make me pay rent, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Especially like he has him and his two brothers still living there and they're both over 20. So.
Yeah. How much does he pay though?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but he pays.
Yeah. I think like when I have children and if they're not going to school or whatever, and if I make them pay rent, I would take that money and like put it towards a down payment for a house. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to pay me $200 every month, but then I would just save that money for them.
Yeah. I have a friend whose mom does that for sure. Like he takes his paychecks and she puts a lot of it away for him and he hates it, but he has like 20 grand in his savings account. So like, why do you hate that?
Oh
like,
my gosh. Yeah.
He's good.
Okay, I'm skipping one because it's crappy. Number 7, limits on drunken shenanigans. You said you don't want to go home because you're like on Friday.
Well, that's because it was 8 o'clock and I was absolutely obliterated. Like there was still light out. Yeah. Like there's a, like if I came home drunk at 3 a.m. and stumbled upstairs, my parents would be like, oh, you have a good night last night? But if I come home projectile vomiting all over the place, then that's different.
At 8 p.m.
Yeah. Mom's drunk. Help me.
And $70 more broke.
I don't know. That's only like 8 beers, 9 beers.
Yeah.
Which is like average.
That's a lot of beers. If I had 8 or 9 beers, that would be, I'd be super drunk.
I was drunk, but I could have got drunker. And I did.
You did. Okay, number 8, having to ask for permission.
Not anymore.
You don't have to ask for permission for anything?
Well, no. Not everything.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think maybe if Kate's going to stay over, maybe.
Does she sleep over?
Yeah, sometimes.
Whoa. And does she see your parents in the morning?
Yeah.
Whoa. Actually, yeah.
She'll hate me for saying this, but the first time she met my dad was like the next morning.
Oh.
But like, she was like, before she went up, she's like, oh, I don't want to meet your dad this
way. Was her hair a mess and like, well, mascara underneath her eyes?
Shirts on inside out, you know. No, it's just like, I'm like, well, you don't have to meet him this way, but I guess you're staying in my basement for a couple days until he goes out. No, it's fine. My dad's
chill.
What
happened?
She just did a walkthrough. She's like, hi. I'm like, this is Kate.
They never met her until?
My mom met her. My dad didn't.
Whoa. That's okay. Pretty crazy. And she obviously slept in your room?
No, we were in the basement.
So did she sleep on a different couch?
No, we have a pull-out couch down there.
And you both slept on the pull-out couch together?
Yeah.
She is bold. Okay, so it says your savings equals $0. True for me.
No, I have some money in my savings. I'm not going to say how much because I don't want to get robbed.
It's probably not that much, or is it?
I don't know. You'll never know.
Sure. I know how much is in your checkings, though.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you told me how much is in your checkings and how much is on your Visa bill.
How much is in my checkings? That was a while ago.
So it's less.
Well, maybe. Well,
you're not working, so.
Well, I just did a photography shoot for someone, didn't I?
Whoa.
Maybe I have a check waiting at home. Just maybe.
Anyway.
I'll spend it all on booze.
At the King's Head this Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So it just says party-free zone. Not true. My parents let me party in the house.
Yeah. Like, I don't usually have parties, per se.
Yeah.
To me, a party is like 20-plus people. Would you agree?
Yeah, I have parties at my place.
Thanks for the invite. I have never been invited to your house for a party, but good to know.
I'm not going to have any more because they usually get too crazy. But, yeah, no. My parents, okay, during the summer, they go to the trailer. So they're gone every weekend. And I have the house to myself.
That's the best. So my parents used to do that, but they don't go away anymore.
You should convince them.
They got a hot tub and, like, redid the backyard. So now they never fucking leave.
Oh. sleeping pattern is under inspection.
No.
No. But you know what kind of ticks me off, though? Like, I shouldn't say it ticks me off, but sometimes it ticks me off is, like, when I sleep in and I'm late for school, I'll come downstairs. Like, my mom works from home. So I'll come downstairs and be like, why didn't you wake me up? Like, you know that I have class at 8. And she'll be like, oh, I thought you were just sleeping in today. And I'm like, what? And then
when have I ever?
Right? And then there's times where I'm sleeping in And she'll open the door and be like, don't you have school today? Or like, don't you have this today? And you're like, no, I'm sleeping in today.
Yeah, my dad's the same way.
But it's nice that they're looking out.
Well, I was late, though. I was late that one day at broadcast day.
Yeah.
That was I always dream about waking up late, but actually waking up late, you're just like, fuck.
And it's funny that you were like going to wait for us to go for break. Like you could just sneak back in.
I just didn't want to do the awkward walk in because no one's late in CRECOM ever.
Yeah.
Especially an hour late. So I'd be walking in and everyone would be like, where were you?
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So then I just toughed it out and did it because I had a feeling that you guys would get weird ass breaks because it's broadcast Jay. So.
See, and I figured you were like sick or something. Like that's why I didn't even text you that day.
I wasn't sick. It was just the 2 weeks prior to that, we started at 9.
Yeah.
So I ended up setting my Thursday alarm for 9, like to get up in time to get to school for 9. And then I woke up at 8 o'clock and I was like, I think I'm supposed to be at school right now.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And it just says dealing with guests. So when people come over.
Yeah, that's the hassle sometimes.
Yeah.
Do you if I'm busy, like if I got school shit to do and like my auntie and uncle will come over, it's like I loved them. Like obviously I loved them.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just want them to fuck off for a little bit so I can do schoolwork. But, you know, it is what it is.
See, and I always have somebody at my house. Like guarantee you there's always somebody at my house. Whether it's my brother's friends, my friends, my parents' friends, family, cousins. Doesn't matter, but there's always somebody at home. Mm-hmm.
But that's why, like, when I move out, I'm going to miss that.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird because right now it's kind of annoying. But when you're living, whatever, not at home with your parents, then you're going to be thinking, like, oh, I remember when I used to go home and, like, open the fridge and see, like, so much food. And, like, go to the cupboards and see, like, so many snacks.
Yeah.
And, like, the TV bill was always paid. You know, that kind of stuff you're just going to miss. But right now it's just you don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. So true. And the last one just says here, you're constantly hearing your parents nag, like you treat this place like a hotel.
I've heard that.
You know, I disagree. Well, no, I agree. Because you know what it is? Like, I'm the type of person who, like, I'll clean it when it needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah.
So like when I do all my homework and stuff and then I'm going to stop to take a break to watch a show or something, like I'm not going to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
So like I understand that it's a mess, but I'll clean it up when I clean it up and when I'm done, you know?
Yeah. And like especially nowadays my mom asked me to clean my room. I'm like, why? Like, do you go in there?
Yeah.
It's like, no. I'm like, but she, okay, well my mom does my laundry.
That's too far, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have a laundry. You know what? I have a laundry chute in my house, which is like a magical hole in my wall.
No, that's nice though. Like, no, then at least it's going down there for her. Yeah. But I thought you meant like she like goes into your laundry basket, puts it in a laundry hamper, carries it downstairs.
But the thing is, I have a laundry chute right outside the door of my room, and I'll still throw shit on the ground.
Oh,
like
there'll
be a pile of dirty clothes in my room when I can just throw it, and then I'll wait till it gets too big, and then I'll throw it all down there so my mom gets like 100 pounds of grocery at once. Groceries, did I say? I'm tired. I'm so tired.
Long day.
Laundry.
Anyway, that's number 14. I don't know. My parents only nag me about my schoolwork being all over the place. And, ooh, you know what? Sanjay nags me about my car being dirty. Because sometimes I have rotten apples underneath my seat that I forget about. But other than that, I think that's pretty much it. Next week, we are going to talk about drinking, I think.
Drinking booze?
Drinking booze.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Anything in particular? Maybe Fireball whiskey? Maybe some white sangria? Maybe we'll drink some white sangria while we discuss.
Oh, we can't say that because we do it at school. We might have to go to King's Head before.
Or like just in the parking lot or something.
Just in your car in the parking lot. Okay, finishing facts, takeaways.
Do not shop for houses you cannot afford because it'll just make you depressed. And I don't know. And just enjoy living at home. Find the small things that you're going to miss.
That was going to be mine. Just like you might hate living at home, but the minute you move out, you're going to miss the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And you'll find yourself coming home often for family dinners and you'll miss your family. So it's not as bad as you think. There's people that can't even live at home. They'll get kicked out right away. So appreciate what you have. and remember that the struggle is real.
But you're not alone.
Bye.
Out.